back, late bloomers. My name is Tom.
I'm Gene.
And welcome to Late Bloomer, Tom and Gene. Thank you guys so much for the feedback with Ashwin. We got some really interesting feedback from that guy. I don't know. His stories were a little all over, and it was pretty interesting, to say the least. Yep. So make sure to check that out if you haven't checked that out yet. And we're still getting feedback from Lucas and Jessica.
Yeah, they're doing great on YouTube.
I think her Brazzer video came out recently.
Yes, last week.
This week. One of them.
You said you saw the trailer.
I saw the trailer on her Twitter.
Okay, so just to give a little context, we had Jessica on, Jessica Nell, and she just did a porno for Brazzers, and Tom was jerking off to it.
Okay, it's only 20, no, it's 20 seconds long.
Yep, plenty of time for plenty Tom.
Two sessions right there. So yeah, it's we'll probably put the link in bio if we're allowed, but we'll plug that in there. Anyways, this week.
Speaking of plugging.
Yeah, right later.
Jessica.
Getting plugged a lot. So, anyway, this week, dude, we're kind of going a little, not really talking about dating this week. Uh-huh. This week, we're going a little more in the crypto space. I know everybody is talking about it. Elon is the god.
Everyone's talking about it. Right. So, have you seen, like, Elon's tweets? Or the replies to Elon tweets?
Death threats.
It's literally like, Doge to the moon.
Yeah.
Go fuck yourself, Elon.
Yeah, go die.
I can't pay rent next month because of you, Elon.
Oh, my God.
Doge to the moon. I'm a millionaire because of Doge.
Dude,
it's crazy.
What he calls, like, diamond hands or something like that.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
What do you think about the SNL thing a couple weeks ago?
Okay, so just to bring back a little bit more perspective into everyone. So there's this cryptocurrency space that's been going crazy, right? Bitcoin, everyone's heard of that. There's another coin called Ethereum.
Yep.
Well, there is a meme currency out there, and it's called Dogecoin, and it's based off of a dog, right?
Yep.
And the guy who made Dogecoin did it as a joke.
As
he's
a joke.
Like a genius programmer, right?
He's like, I was bored. He's like, fuck it.
He did it in 2 hours, made it as a joke, right? Yep. Well, Elon Musk supposedly... probably true, bought millions and millions of dollars of it, then started tweeting about it basically like 3-4 times a week, saying, go buy Doge, Doge is the best, I love Doge, get Doge now.
This, what one was it, like 2018, 2019? Was it, this was earlier, right?
No. Elon's been tweeting about it since recently.
Oh, really? Oh, I thought he's been doing it for a while.
I think he tweeted once about it in like 2019 or something like that.
Oh,
but,
I see. Okay.
But he blew it up. It was at like 2 cents or something like that. And then he blew it up to like 5 cents recently, which means someone who bought $1,000 at 2 cents is more than doubling. What is that? They're at $2,500 at 5 cents,
that's
right?
That's insane.
That's a lot of money we're talking about.
And it's
about
at
here.
0.4 something now, right?
Right. That's well, insane. Now it's like 48 cents.
Yeah.
And at SNL, where he was doing this show where he was talking about pumping up Dogecoin, it went all the way up to 74 cents.
And then what happened?
And then it basically crashed. There's a term in trading. It's called buy the rumor, sell the news.
Yep.
That basically means if Elon is going to go on SNL, buy it then.
Mm-hmm.
But before he goes on SNL, you sell it.
That would have been the wise move that
night. Some people bought on SNL and now they got wrecked.
I think they're the death threat givers. So what happened that night was he was on like with Michael Shea with the news reporting.
Mm-hmm.
And he's kind of dressed like a dorky, like bow tie, glasses, the whole thing. And Michael Shea is like, hey, so what is Dogecoin? And Elon's like, oh, it's like this crypto, it's a joke. He's spoken like very vague words. Michael Shea's like, that's great. What is it? He's like, oh, it's actually like decentralized. It's whatever, blah, blah, blah. Michael Shea goes, that's great. So say I have this dollar. What is Dogecoin? And Elon could not explain it.
Right.
And
everyone's
like.
Obviously, it's clearly scripted.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, but that was the bit.
Right.
But then Michael Shea goes, oh, so it's a hustle. And Elon goes, yeah.
It's a hustle.
And then what happened?
And then he said to the moon.
Right. It went to the floor.
Right.
It went down about 35%, I think at like 0.4 something.
Mm-hmm. But 0.3. That's not when it went to the floor.
It was a few days after the fact.
No. When it went to 74 cents, literally 20 seconds later, it was down to 60.
Yeah.
And then like another 5 minutes later, it was down to 40.
Yeah.
So,
and it kept going the next day because Elon said it was a hustle. And everyone's like,
Right.
The mainstream's like, wait a minute. Wait, so no one knows what it actually is, and everyone left.
Right.
Which is crazy how one person can do that. I think it's so volatile, this space. I mean, look what happened a couple weeks ago with the whole Tesla thing. Mm-hmm. Tesla's like, we got rid of all, Elon said it, we're all getting rid of all of it because it's not, we don't know. This is speculation theory, not financial advice. It's just not energy efficient because the amount of energy it takes to mine Bitcoin, supposedly, it takes a lot of coal, which defeats the purpose of Tesla, which corrected Bitcoin to 42,000, I think,
something crazy.
Like high 50s, low 60s.
Right.
So what do you think about the volatility of it recently?
I think it's just how crypto works. I've been investing in crypto since 2016.
Right.
So I bought Bitcoin at 12,000, 11,000, 16,000.
I thought it was like 4K even. Ethereum was like 1,000.
Well, that 2018, 2019 was when it was at like 3.5, 4.
Right.
But I bought Bitcoin also at 20,000,
mm-hmm.
right? I bought Bitcoin at 21,000.
Mm-hmm.
And then it went from 21,000 to 3 grand. And when it went to 3 grand, like, I'm thinking to myself, I'm still holding it, right? Yeah. And I'm thinking to myself, like, I just put in $11,000 of my hard-earned money, and now it's worth 3.
Wow.
And I'm just thinking to myself, like, you got it. Fucking kidding me.
So what happened?
Well, at that point, I wasn't going to take out my 11 grand at 3 grand. I was, like, hoping and praying, like, hey, one day it's going to come back. One day it's going to come back. Wow. One day it's going to come back. Then my buddy calls me one day in 2020, early 2020. And he's like, hey, it's going back up. And I was like, oh, what is it, like 10 grand? He's like, it's like 20-something. And I'm like, so now my 11,000 is worth like 13,000.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, game on. Right. So then that's when I was going to take out.
Mm-hmm.
And then I saw that, like, I waited like a day or two. And it went up like another couple grand. Wow. I'm like, okay, this is no joke. Like, it's starting back up.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Dude, I always get so, like, hesitant with this space, just kind of what you said, how volatile it is.
Uh-huh.
You know, and you think it'll pop, like the dot-com bubble?
It will, but it's going to only baseline at a number slightly above the original high. Uh-huh. So it's going to be, that original high was 21 grand,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
From 2017. It's going to be somewhere above 21 grand.
So you don't think it'll ever go 1,000, 1,500? You don't think it'll ever hit four figures again?
Never again, because the way any trend works, right? Any appreciating asset works is up, small down, big up, small down, big up, right?
And then crash. Or like
no. Like it's always com, it's always going to go up.
It's always up. Okay. In the
Okay. It did crash, right? 21K went down to 2.
That's a crash. So a
right now, that's a correction, right? Correction, whatever.
Well, correction is some percentage lose,
less,
and then crash is more.
So it did crash.
Yeah,
it went from 21 grand to 3.
That's a crash. Yeah.
Then it went from it went all the way as high as what, 60?
Yeah.
Right? It's either going to go from 60 to 80 and then go back down to 25.
That would be a crash.
Or it's going to go from 60 down to 25.
Interesting.
That's what's volatile about crypto.
Got it. Okay. So
I can put 100 grand into that Bitcoin and it could be worth 120 or it could be worth 20.
Jesus.
Right?
So do you think the actual functionality of this is worth it? Because, at this point, crypto, I think, is so mainstream that literally everybody is making some sort of altcoin.
Right.
Like, there's only a few that I can actually explain what they do other than, like, thousands.
Right.
Right. Other one just seems like the classic con. Like, you're saying earlier, like, an MLM scheme. Or they use it as a funnel. They pump it. They dump it. They make a profit. Right?
There's a ton of coins right now that are literally multi-level marketing schemes. 100%. What they're doing is half the people, or like the what is it? Five people have 50% of the total coins, and they're holding 10 grand, 20 grand, 30 grand in dollars of that coin, and then they're marketing it to influencers, and then the influencers get in on it, and then the influencers tell all their fans, hey, get in on this new coin. It's called Cum Rocket. It's called MILF Token. It's called Cock Coin.
You're like, you know, what is it?
Yeah.
Like, it's a coin, bro.
Like, yeah, it's called Rectum Moon.
But like,
right?
What is it? And they're like, it's a coin, bro. Just invest.
Right.
And then, and then they get all the attention they need to the influencers, and then they're...
What ends up happening, just like multi-level marketing, you get the big sharks in, right? And then you get like the connectors, the social connectors in, and then everyone else just gets fucked.
Yeah.
The people that don't know about it gets fucked.
Right.
And then they leave crypto, or they're tweeting on Elon Musk's tweet, fuck you, now I can't pay rent, because they just heard from someone, oh, go buy Dogecoin, even though you're supposed to buy Dogecoin 2 months ago, not fucking now.
Yeah, right, right. So, like, what would be your advice, since you've been in it for so long, on people that are well-educated or actually, like, thinking rationally and not just being highly impulsive? Do you think, like, what would be your strategy on just, like, getting educated? Like, strictly YouTube? Do you Google everything? Like, well, how would you get into this?
I would start off by visiting credible sources. Financial websites. right. Financial websites.
Yeah.
Don't go to Jake Paul's Instagram, right?
Please.
Like, that's not how you do your research.
Yummy or something? He's doing like some
promotion called with Yummy.
Yeah.
And he's going on Instagram Live telling everyone, go buy Yummy right fucking now. To the moon. We're going to be millionaires.
What is it?
It's bullshit? It's a bullshit coin, and it talks about how it's going to feed homeless people. Which I have no clue.
Homeless are gonna have a hard one. Yeah. Hot wallets.
Yeah, I have no clue.
What's your key, bro?
Hey, oh, you got Coinbase, bro? Yeah, give me your Coinbase. Yeah. I'll give you a pizza.
Everybody in Skid Row is just trading. Okay. Anyway, so credible sources.
Credible sources. Okay. You gotta visit like mainstream news sources, right? Okay. Fox. I don't care what your opinion is politically.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Fox is a great financial source.
I love Bloomberg and like Yahoo Finance. They seem somewhat objective in terms of financing.
They are. So they are. Wall Street Journal.
Wall Street Journal is classic.
Yeah, there's some good sources. But also I would check out YouTube.
Right.
YouTube has really good sources. Obviously, YouTube has like the frauds as well.
Of course.
But most big YouTubers at least somewhat know what they're talking about.
So for names, free plugs, whatever. They don't know who we are. Graham Stephan is a popular one. Jack, Meet Kevin.
Mm-hmm. If you want to get more technical analysis based on crypto, Miles G Investment, he's a good one. There's also, I always go on the lives of Hot Trades.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah. Uh-huh. I love a Tasty Trader in terms of just like learning how these things work, the back end of it. It's really interesting. So how do you find like legitimate coins? Like I know there's Polkadot and Cardano. Mm-hmm. These seem legit. Bitcoins, Ethereums.
I think if you're, if you're trying to build out a portfolio of crypto, right, for to get an appreciating over time amount of money, you want to buy the main ones. You want to buy like the main, I'd say, top five.
What website?
It's kind of like having the top five in crypto is like having the Fortune 500.
Yeah, I suppose.
So you buy like Bitcoin, you buy Ethereum. You cannot go wrong with either of those, right? It's like buying Tesla. It's like buying Apple, right?
Buying gold.
Exactly. It's like, but gold's getting pretty outdated.
Yeah, yeah.
Like gold is an asset that appreciates like,
barely, right? Yeah.
Crypto's like.
Yeah, but okay, so what's your argument on crypto is just purely gambling right now?
To an extent, I agree with that. Okay. But I wouldn't necessarily... Gambling to me is going to Vegas and just throwing money in there.
Okay.
At least with this, there's enough sources and there's an appreciating asset like we were talking about.
Yeah.
So over time, you will make money. Just like how in real estate... Over time, you will make money. Stocks, over time, you will make money.
Mm-hmm.
Crypto, over time, you will make either a lot of money or over time, you'll make a little bit of money.
Interesting. Okay, so...
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. Because I feel that if you're calculated enough, I think you'll win.
Right.
But these people who are just throwing money on a TikTok that they saw, I'm like, look at fucking MILF Hunter.
I would highly recommend you not buy... a coin that's based off of a meme or a joke.
Yeah.
If you buy Bitcoin, if you buy Ethereum, if you buy Cardano, or we discussed a few other options, those are great ones.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, if you want to take a risk on, let's say, 1% of your portfolio, let's say you have $100,000, right? Mm-hmm. Well, 1% of 100,000 is 1,000. If you want to diversify that $1,000 that you have towards, you know, buying MILF coin or Yummy or Dogecoin or
Cum Rocket.
Yeah, Cum Rocket. Then it's fine. Then it's fine. Once again, this isn't financial advice, but that is fine, right? What you don't want to do is 90% of your portfolio is Cum Rocket.
Yeah. Right. So I think the philosophy of just like only spend as much as you're willing to lose, assuming, I think it's a fair assumption, like just if you lose all of it, are you going to die or are you going to be like, you know what, that sucks. Everything's fucked.
Right.
But at least I have enough money where I can still live.
Please do not go into credit card debt because you're using your credit card to buy fucking Cum Rocket.
Oh, that would be a great story. So like, how would you legitimize these coins? Like, do you just go, like, what is Cardano? What is Polkadot? What is this? Like, how do you, is that all you do?
You can obviously do your research. Mm-hmm. You could watch YouTube videos. You could visit their website. You could see their plan. Mm-hmm. But typically with these, you know, these coins that have been around longer, there is some sort of credibility.
Got it. Okay. Right? So you just do your due diligence. Right. And what
do
you
your due diligence.
What do you trade on? Is it Coinbase? Are you?
There are so many exchanges now. Robinhood.
Yeah.
Webull.
Do they take crypto now? I thought they take derivatives of it.
They do. Okay. But I don't think you can send and trade and send and receive crypto using Robinhood as a wallet.
What about
Robinhood is working on their own wallet though. Right. I don't know if any of this shit even makes sense to you guys.
Yeah, if you want to explain like a difference in a hot and cold wallet.
Yeah. Cold is cold storage, right? Yeah. So it's yours. Mm-hmm. It stays in yours. You could have it in like a ledger.
Yep.
So it's kind of like a USB that you could literally carry around, kind of like an actual wallet. It's
literally
right?
a wallet, yeah.
A hot one would be like a Coinbase, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. You have a Coinbase account. You're holding Bitcoin in your Coinbase.
Yep.
Now, hot is more likely to get hacked.
Yeah, that's right? why we always recommend cold.
If someone has your crypto account,
mm-hmm,
right, or your phone's password,
mm-hmm,
they can take your Coinbase.
Right. So if you got a cold one, they ask you like 14 questions or some like crazy thing, and they have like a long key.
Mm-hmm.
Would they, if they took it, they physically took it, are you screwed?
I believe you still need to have the key laying around somewhere,
right,
and you'll be fine.
You can log into some computer or somewhere and still get a hold of it?
Okay. Right.
You don't need the physical thing and then you're fucked.
Right.
Kind of thing.
Okay. That's what I believe. I'm not sure with that, but that's what I believe.
Okay.
But with that being said, I think you don't want to lose that.
Okay, yeah.
Like, you know, fair, like, I think we're talking like way more.
Because I think Jake Paul like had a fuckload of Bitcoin and he forgot the password. Or some crazy thing. Yeah, years and years ago.
Man, that's crazy.
Speaking of influencer and Bitcoin, I know you are actually, we're like selling the influencer thing, but Gene actually has a brilliant one. And this isn't like an upsell. This isn't anything. This is a real coin that he's not going to pump and dump. This is a very real thing.
Right.
Can you talk a little about
your influencer coin? I actually have a cryptocurrency coming out, mm-hmm, that's made specifically for influencers, brands, and fans.
Okay.
The current problem that I see in the market right now is that fans, when they make donations on live streams such as Twitch, OnlyFans, TikTok even, the companies like TikTok, Twitch, OnlyFans is taking a huge percentage, like 20%, up to 50%.
I know YouTube
up to
takes
even
like
more than that.
30 something. But Lucas makes a takes a ton out of him.
Yeah, it's like it's crazy. Think about it this way: you just got a $100 donation, and you get $50, and the website that did nothing on it, just for hosting you and owning your rights, takes 50%. So they own $50, and then out of the $50, you're paying 1099 taxes on it. Right?
So you
AKA self-employed taxes. So you're basically getting like $20, right?
For a $100
Obviously,
donation.
It depends on your like income, but you're getting $20 out of a $100 donation from a fan, which is crazy to me.
Yeah.
So we were thinking, you know, what if we can make that process of sending money easier? And also, if you want to be, you could be anonymous sending that money, right?
Yeah.
Using our token. Our token is called TikTok Moon. The reason why it's called TikTok Moon is because most of our creators that are on it are from TikTok.
Right.
But that's kind of basically the premise around it.
That's
brilliant. Also, it's going to be used for us as a company here at TikTok Moon to sell hey, put in this many coins or hold this many coins, and you get a free free hangout with Justin Bieber.
Wow.
Or hey, you get to hang out with Drake. Wow. Or hey, you get to go on Instagram Live with Charlie D'Amelio.
Wow. Okay. Right? So
that's what we're working on.
So do you think that? So how would you do it? Okay, I'm just trying to think practically, because I love that you're explaining, because most coins you can't explain, like
Doge. Right.
But yours, you can actually, TikTok Moon, you can actually explain. So like, say our buddy Lucas is streaming, right?
Right.
And he gets all these donations. Mm-hmm. Where does TikTok Moon, how do I pay via TikTok Moon? Where does that come into play?
So what would happen is Lucas would have a TikTok Moon wallet. Lucas would have a TikTok Moon wallet. And Lucas would put pin on his live stream key for the TikTok Moon wallet.
Can they get into that, or that's how they donate? Is
that's how you send money. You can't jack someone's account, but you can send money to it. There's a separate key for sending and receiving.
Okay.
So Lucas goes on. He either goes on our website or he goes on his account, right?
Yeah.
And gets copy and paste the address, right? Yeah. Which is like 20 letters and numbers combination. And then he pins it to his YouTube Live.
Right.
Now those people just need to have an app that hosts cryptocurrency and then go buy TikTok Moon and send
Will
Lucas.
Will it show on the screen of like, you, Gene donated X amount to Lucas?
Currently, no, because we don't have the partnerships with YouTube, with TikTok, but that's something we're working on.
Right.
Okay. The eventual goal also is we're going to have our own website with our own live stream platforms and our own social media applications, so that you can just, with a click of a button, just send TikTok Moon directly to Lucas.
Interesting. Okay, right. But you would use the YouTubes and the TikToks as a funnel for it?
Yes.
Got it.
Yes.
Okay.
It's going to be used so that creators aren't getting taxed, and the fans know that. So the creator says, hey, make sure you guys send me money through my TikTok Moon using my cryptocurrency.
I love it. That's brilliant. I absolutely love it. So
And the creator and the social media platform like the YouTube can't come after a creator like Lucas, because there's no regulation with cryptocurrency and YouTube.
Really?
Yes.
And what if they say, you know what, now we are, and then you'll figure it out later?
Now, I still don't think how they would even do that, because since blockchain technology is anonymous, I don't think there ever will be a way. I guess they can prevent creators from saying it.
Yeah, but how would you even regulate that?
Exactly.
I don't know. That's brilliant. I love it, man.
Exactly.
So the incentives to donate via the coin, the shout out, how would that happen? So, like, say I donated $20 because I want to hang out with Logan Paul.
Right. That's going to be based off on our website.
Oh, I see.
And our website, you're going to be able to hold, you're going to be able to buy, and, you know, we might do a giveaway that week for the person who bought the most coins this week gets this, right?
Wow.
They get to pick a creator of our list of 3,000 creators and get to do a FaceTime call with that.
I'll get to do a video or a TikTok with them. That would be,
You know, let's say we have a partnership with a rapper or an artist, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, you get backstage passes next time they have a big concert, and we fly you out.
Wow. Right. That is brilliant, man. And when does this come out?
This is coming out, as of now, the plan is to come out on the 23rd of May, Sunday.
So this week.
Yes.
So this week. Okay.
Well, early next week.
Early next week.
But sometime in the week of the 23rd of May. Okay. Will be officially releasing to the public.
So when this episode releases, it will be released that week.
Yes.
We will make sure the link will be in the bio. Mm-hmm. If you have any questions, make sure to DM Gene. This is
It'll be available on Uniswap, guys. Uniswap is a hot wallet.
Got it. So yeah, we'll have all the information you need. If you have any further information, make sure to hit up Gene on his Instagram at
GeneW Park.
Thank you guys so much for listening. We will see you next week. We'll have another guest. We are so excited for you guys to find out. Next week.
Peace.